Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth will join us a little bit later on. Megan Barth will join us as well. Jim Yoder will tell us what's going on all across the Coachella Valley. And we'll be joined in just a couple of minutes by Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee. Democrats are well underway with the 2020 re-election. 63 million people went to the polls and voted. And they voted for Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States. A lot of folks on the other side had no clue this was going to happen. But the fact is it did. And now the question is, what happens next? We know that the re-elect is going on. There's over 20 last time I counted, it was like 21, maybe 22 Democrat presidential wannabes. We know that. So what about the reelect campaign from the Republican perspective? What is it the president will be running on? Even as we speak, the House Judiciary Committee is voting out contempt citation.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
We're going to take this break just a little bit early here, if it's all right with you, so you've got plenty of time to talk with Ronna McDaniel.
That is okay? Absolutely fine. Okay. Tell you what, we'll take the break and then we'll come right back. Ronna McDaniel from the RNC, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, will join us next, live and local, now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall. On the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
All across the state of Nevada and in Well, we know that there's 20, 21, 22. I lose track. Every day it seems to be different. Presidential wannabes on the Democrat side all vying to succeed President Donald J. Trump. What is going on from a Republican perspective? Has the race for 2020 already begun for the president? For that, we check in with Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, who joins us. Ronna, thank you so much for joining us out here in Nevada. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I love Nevada.
I want to ask you, we've got 20, 21, 22, depending on the day, presidential wannabes on the Democrat side. For them, the 2020 reelect has already begun. I want to ask you, from a Republican perspective, what is the president doing? What is the RNC doing? And is the race on for 2020?
Well, the Democrats are clearly vying for their nomination as they're exhausting resources to become that nominee. The RNC and the president were already on the ground in our battleground states, building our Get Out the Vote, our voter reg, and talking to voters about the good things that have come out of the Trump administration. The economy is humming. We just posted 265,000 jobs last month. We have 3.2% GDP. Wages are up. Over 6 million jobs since the president has taken office. I mean, it has been a remarkable turnaround of our economy, and Democrats aren't offering any solutions that are going to make things better. They just want to take us backwards, raise taxes, increase regulation, and the government takeover of pretty much every aspect of your life.
I'm curious because the Democrats keep talking about impeachment. They're right now voting to hold AG William Barr in contempt of Congress, all of that stuff, yet they don't want to talk about. And in fact, I think it was Amy Klobuchar was given the opportunity, not once, not twice, but I think three times on one of the Sunday shows to give the president credit for this great economy. And she just refuses to do so. Do the American people get it? I mean, you travel the country.
Yeah, the American people get it and they feel it. I mean, they know that wages are up. They know that our economy is doing well. They see that jobs are open and that, you know, the hourly wage right now, the average is $27. It's phenomenal for our country. And Democrats, I heard one saying that this is because of Barack Obama. Listen, we're over 2 years into the Trump administration and he did decisive things to get our economy moving. The tax cuts, along with the deregulation, which was so cumbersome, and then better trade deals. And these are things that have resulted in more jobs, higher wages, and low unemployment across every community, African-American, Hispanic, women, youth. So I don't know what the Democrats are offering. Here's their playbook, though. It's going to be, let's get into identity politics. Let's create division. Let's call the president all types of names so we can distract from how well our country's doing.
Ronald McDaniel joining us, chair of the Republican National Committee. This is a president that, despite what you might see on CNN or MSNBC, this is a president who has been willing to reach across the aisle, whether it be on criminal justice reform. Just last week, the infrastructure. We now have the outlines of an infrastructure bill. Can you talk a little bit about, are there other issues where maybe in this re-election year that the president will be able to reach across the aisle?
Well, I do think that we need to come to some conclusion on immigration. We have a huge problem at our southern border with 100,000 apprehensions just last month. That's the highest in 12 years. We have a backlog of 800,000 cases in our courts for asylum seekers. Asylum claims are up 1,700%. This is just something that's not tenable for our economy long term. It's not good for the people trying to get here. It's not good for the people who want to get jobs here legally. And it's certainly not good for our economy. And now you're starting to see Democrats who used to say this was a manufactured crisis recognize we need to make change. So I hope that they'll come to the table with the president. The president has extended his hand, like he did with criminal justice reform and the First Steps Act, like he's done with infrastructure. The president wants to get things done for the American people. That's why he came to Washington. He's willing to work with Democrats, but so far, all they wanted to do was obstruct, resist, and investigate.
I want to expand on something I touched on just briefly, and that is, I know you travel the country, and you talk, you make great speeches, by the way, just so you know. I've seen you speak, and you give great speeches. But one of the things that you're best at is listening. And as you listen to the American people, tell me what they're telling you.
I think a lot of the American people are sick and tired of what's happening in Washington. They're done with the Mueller report. They really do want to see Washington work. They do. I do hear a lot of, why can't they just give this president a chance? Why can't they work with him? He won the election fair and square. Let's move on. So I think there is an exhaustion there. But at the same time, there's a lot of appreciation and optimism for what he has done in 2 years. And people feel better about their lives. And that's what it's about. People's lives are better because of the policies being enacted by President Trump. When you have wage growth, when you have people going off of food stamps, when you have jobs coming back to this country, I don't know what else you can ask for from a president than to create an economy that allows every person to thrive.
Ronna, in our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about what the RNC is doing. I know that you folks have worked very, very hard. You put resources into states, not just here in Nevada, but across the country. Can you talk a little bit? And if you can be Nevada specific, that'd be great. But the kind of things that you're doing right now to help candidates in 2020.
Well, Nevada's key. And we think the president can win in Nevada. And it's a state that is high on our priority list. I will say this. I know the person that's going to be the state director for Nevada because he's somebody I recommended, and he's going to be coming to your state. So I'm very pleased with who that's going to be, and we're going to be building out our ground game. So the RNC's raised record money. We just ended Q1 with $45 million raised, which is the most in history. And so we're putting that out on the ground, building out our ground game so we can interact with voters, create our database of who our likely voters are and how do we turn out that vote to win in 2020. And that is starting right now. So we're well ahead of the Democrats.
Can you announce, I don't want to get ahead of the chair, but can you announce who the state director is going to be yet?
I can't, but he's going to be great. And if he's coming to Nevada, it means he's good because he was one of our top graduates of our state director school. So I was really pleased because I recommended him for our state director school. So you're going to get a lot of love in Nevada from the RNC.
I absolutely love that. I know you've got a busy schedule. We're going to let you go, but thank you so much, Ronna. Really appreciate it. And in particular, appreciate the work that you're doing across the country, not just here in Nevada, but around the country to turn America red again. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's Ronna McDaniel, RNC chairwoman, joining us live and local now. I want you to hear from one of the Democrat wannabes. This is Elizabeth Warren. This is cut one. And talking about the mountain of evidence. She went to the floor of the United States Senate yesterday and gave this long dissertation. Yeah, let's go to cut one. This is talking about the so-called mountain of evidence against the president of the United States. Here it is.
My oath of office is the same as Mitch McConnell's. I swore and he swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Our Constitution is built on the principle of separation of powers, precisely to prevent a dictator, an autocrat, from taking control of our government. This separation of powers is part of the brilliance of our Constitution, and it has served us well for centuries. Yes, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and so did everybody in the Senate and the House, including the majority leader. And now we must act to fulfill that oath. There is no political inconvenience exception to the United States Constitution. If any other human being in this country had done what's documented in the Mueller report, they would be arrested and put in jail. The majority leader doesn't want us to consider the mountain of evidence against the president. That is wrong. He and his colleagues have moved to protect the president instead of defending the Constitution.
That is Elizabeth Warren. She went to the floor. We'll let you hear more from her coming up. I want to get to something that went on yesterday, and everybody, I mean, the fake news media just went nuts. And it was the unscheduled, unidentified trip of Mike Pompeo to Iraq. John Kirby is a rear admiral, retired, the former spokesperson for the State Department, and or the Defense Department, I believe it was. And he was on with Wolf Blitzer yesterday. This is cut four, and this was his reaction to the Mike Pompeo trip. Listen to this.
What does it say to you that 16 years after the war in Iraq in 2003 to get rid of the Saddam Hussein, an American Secretary of State still can't visit Baghdad without it being top secret out of fear of concern of its security involving the Secretary of State?
Well, I think you answered it in the question yourself, Wolf. It tells you that the security environment there in Iraq is still very, very tenuous and still very dangerous. But I do think that his trip was the right call. I mean, I suspect that he really wanted to go to assuage Iraqi leaders that what we were moving into the region wasn't just to protect us, but to protect them as well, that this wasn't to be seen as a threat to Iraq, and to express, I hope, that he understands that the Iraqi government does have a relationship with Iran that we need to respect. There are Shia militia on the ground. Some of them are supported directly by Tehran, and some of them, quite frankly, have been useful in the fight against ISIS. So what I'm hoping he went to do was to let the Iraqis know that we're moving these forces in to deter, not to start a war, and that any decisions that we would use or that we would make with respect to the use of force would be done in concert with them as an ally and a partner.
How worried should Americans be about the Americans who are still serving in Iraq, John, right now? When we did some checking, 5,200 U.S. military personnel deployed to Iraq right now, another 7,000 or so contractors, half of whom are American citizens, the others are third country nationals. Their families who may be watching right now, how concerned about their security should they be?
I don't think that these latest moves are necessarily indicative of an impending conflict, Wolf, but I think the concern is certainly real, and I can understand why family members of people that are deployed over there would be concerned, particularly after we designated the Revolutionary Guard, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, as a terrorist group. One of the reasons why we wouldn't do that in the Obama administration was specifically because we were afraid that it would just heighten the risk, and that is, of course, exactly what the Trump administration did. I find it a little ironic in these new moves that the Trump administration is making that it's a bit like sending the firefighters to the blaze that you helped start. They didn't have to designate the Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist group to continue to try to thwart Iran's influence in the region. They did this. They made this overt decision, and to a very real degree, created this elevated risk that now our troops, our allies, and our partners, and certainly our families are now feeling.
That's John Kirby, a former spokesperson for the State Department, and now a CNN talking head. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Coming up next, we provide a platform. We've been doing this for the last 4 years. And one of the things that, we've been very excited about is providing a platform for folks all across the state, all across our listening area. We call it Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
You know, it's interesting. We are midway through week number 14. Did you know the legislature goes away? They call it sine die. The end of the session, June 2nd. And right up to June 2nd, we'll have the very latest from our friends at NPRI. They've been tracking a number of different bills that are still alive, believe it or not. And we'll make sure that we take care of you. Stick around. More to do. We are far from done. Trust me on this one. Coming up, more from Capitol Hill. Christopher Wray, believe it or not. Christopher Wray was testifying yesterday. He's the FBI director. We'll let you hear from him. And a whole lot more live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mm-mm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
May 6th through May 12th is National Nurses Week. The nursing profession has a long and important legacy in our nation's history. From the moment a patient walks into a healthcare facility to the moment they leave, nurses are on call, comforting and healing to the best of their ability and delivering compassionate care. However, for all nurses do each and every day, they don't always get the recognition they deserve. The entire staff at Rosewood Rehabilitation Center in Reno proudly salutes the nurses throughout Northern Nevada this week and beyond. RosewoodReno.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Panel continues to debate whether Attorney General Bill Barr should be held in contempt of Congress. The Justice Department not honoring a subpoena to produce Special Counsel Robert Mueller's unredacted final report on the Russia probe, and Democrats are slamming President Trump's assertion of executive privilege over that report. Here's Representative Ted Deutsch of Florida.
The committee issued a subpoena for information gathered by the special counsel. There's no privilege for this information. Executive privilege is not a cloak of secrecy that drapes across our nation's capital from the White House to the Justice Department.
Republicans are accusing House Democrats of continuing a war against President Trump and of trying to litigate the outcome of the 2016 presidential election.
and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, money, money. Money, you gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
This hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Sam Peters and Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10%. Of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam. Do it right now. 702-870-4000. Get a free review. That's 702-870-4000. My buddy Sam Peters, who, by the way, I guess spoke before the White Pine Republican Committee last night. Haven't heard any reports yet, but we'll be getting reports in, I'm sure. I want you to hear, because even as we speak, the House Judiciary Committee is dealing with a contempt citation for Attorney General William Barr for not turning over, documents, the redacted, the unredacted version of the Mueller report, which, by the way, 92% of the Mueller report is unredacted. Only 8%, and a lot of that is by federal law and a bunch of other stuff. Open investigations, things like that. But yet there are people like Lucy McBath is a member of the House Judiciary Committee, a congresswoman from Georgia, and was on with Brooke Baldwin talking about the Trump contempt, William Barr contempt, and the Mueller testimony. Listen to this.
Your committee, Congresswoman McBath, the House Judiciary Committee, is meeting with the DOJ to discuss the Attorney General. Can you tell me, has any progress or compromise been made ahead of this contempt vote?
Well, not that I'm aware of at this point. I know that Chairman Nadler is still negotiating. And of course, I'd like to say personally, this is not anything that I take joy in having to be a part of. I don't think any of us on the Judiciary Committee do. But our job, once again, is making sure that democracy works, making sure that we are the bearers of congressional oversight, making sure that the American people have all of the information that they deserve to know the facts.
When will Robert Mueller testify?
We believe it should be maybe within a couple of weeks. It should be within the month of May. So we
do you have a date? We heard a date initially. Do you have one?
Not that I'm aware of at this point, but we do look forward to being able to really speak with Special Counsel Mueller so that he can tell us from his own lips what the truth is.
There has been so much stonewalling from this White House. Don McGahn, former White House counsel, you know, defying his subpoena for documents, Barr missing his deadline for releasing that unredacted Mueller report. Just as a member of Congress with this White House, do you ever feel powerless?
I will say, Brooke, I never feel powerless because I know that the Constitution is on our side. It's difficult, yes. I wouldn't be telling the truth if I didn't say it wasn't difficult because there is a lot of obstruction. But we will continue to do what we are empowered to do. Congressional oversight is what we are tasked with. We took a very strong oath when we became representatives and working for Congress. And we intend to carry out that oath. We intend to make sure that the American people have the facts, have the information that they need, and then the rest will just play out on its own.
That, Lucy McBath, she's from Georgia, and I find it weird when I hear Democrats trying to defend all of this contempt stuff, because I have a basic core belief, and you tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think the American people really give a rat's you know what. I really don't. I think the American people are tired of this. The American people are fed up with this. Really and truly. This is weird. One of the things that we're finding is that the American people, a couple of things I want you to watch, and not just right now, but over the course of the next few weeks, the next few months, the president's approval ratings keep going up, not down. What does that tell you? That tells me the American people are done. To borrow a term that you've heard on this radio station, it's over. It's done. It's finished. It's unbelievable. But the American people, I think, are feel the same way the president does, Mitch McConnell, that it's over. It's done. The Mueller report is in. We spent $35 million in 2 years. And the American people are done with this. Now, the Democrats can party hardy with, all kinds of impeachment stuff and contempt of Congress. And the American people are done, too. The American people are fed up. And Democrats are playing a very dangerous game that could end up blowing up in their face. I really believe it. And that's, for instance, the president doesn't even have to speak. He's got enough people speaking for him. Yesterday, an impassioned speech by Mitch McConnell, which I thought was great. And then Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer rejected Mitch McConnell's floor speech relative to the Mueller report. In fact, let's go to cut five real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. This is Chuck Schumer on the floor. Or no, excuse me. This was after the session. This was a photo op. And this was Chuck Schumer talking to the media. Here it is.
Leader McConnell delivered an astonishing speech on the Senate floor. He actually tried to blame Democrats and praised the Trump administration on election security. What a joke. The Trump aspects of not telling the truth on anything have seeped deep into the Senate. Election security is a very serious issue. The Russians want us to lose faith in democracy and feel that elections aren't on the level, no matter what party's in charge. And Mitch McConnell is aiding and abetting it by refusing to do anything. It may be that Trump wants the Russians to participate, and he's telling McConnell to do nothing. But when Mitch McConnell says that this is over and he wants to sweep it under the rug, maybe it's because of his past. Mitch McConnell played a leading role in preventing election security from being made known in 2016. He's played a leading role in preventing any bill from coming to the floor. He should be ashamed of himself with that speech. Now, I know he's on the defensive, and I know they've got stuff to hide, but it is outrageous. This Russian interference or any foreign government interference in our election erodes at the root of our democracy and could actually topple the mighty oak that has been our republic for 200 years. And they are doing absolutely nothing. And then because they're under such heat for doing nothing, they try to point blame it at Obama, who wanted to let the election boards know in the states what was happening, and McConnell diluted it and diverted it. What a disgrace. His speech is getting huge blowback. It's not going over very well. And you know what? When you're in a hole, don't dig deeper. But that's what McConnell's speech did today.
That was Chuck Schumer. Yeah, Chuck Schumer. At a photo op just outside the Senate chambers yesterday. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More from what's going on at Capitol Hill. We'll keep track of what's going on in the House Judiciary Committee, where they are voting to hold William Barr in contempt of Congress. We don't know what that means. We don't. I mean, will they go to his office and arrest him? Will a sergeant at arms go and arrest him? Don't know. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087.
That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Great for team building. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. I promised you that I would make sure that we kept you apprised of what's going on in our nation's capital. Yesterday, believe it or not, Christopher Wray, FBI director, testified before a Senate committee. Let's go to Cut 7 real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. We're running a little bit short on time, but I want to make sure I get as much of this in as I can. Christopher Wray talked of William Barr's reference to spying. This is Cut 7, by the way. Spying on the Trump campaign, on the Carter Page and people like that. Listen to Christopher Wray and Gene Shaheen, a senator from New Hampshire.
I'd like to follow up on Senator Moran's question about the hearing we had with Attorney General Barr, because I was very concerned by his use of the word spying, which I think is a very loaded word. It conjures a criminal connotation. And I want to ask you, and I'd appreciate a yes or no answer if possible. When FBI agents conduct investigations against alleged mobsters, suspected terrorists, other criminals, do you believe that they're engaging in spying when they're following FBI investigative policies and procedures?
Well, that's not the term I would use.
Thank you. So I would say that's a no to that question.
Well, I mean, look, there are lots of people have different colloquial phrases. I believe that the FBI is engaged in investigative activity, and part of investigative activity includes surveillance activity of different shapes and sizes. And to me, the key question is making sure that it's done by the book, consistent with our lawful authorities. That's the key question. Different people use different colloquial phrases.
Okay. The other major piece of news yesterday on Capitol Hill was Elizabeth Warren going to the floor of the United States Senate and calling for the impeachment or at least the beginning of the process of impeaching our president. It was just to listen to her was almost laughable. Let's go to cut three, because this is Elizabeth Warren beginning the call for impeachment of the president. Here it is.
A little while ago, the majority leader stood on this floor to speak about the investigation into the 2016 presidential election. He triumphantly declared, case closed, case closed. Wishing won't make it so. I read the Mueller report. I read it cover to cover, every page. I read late into the evening on the day it was released and into the next morning. Now, I didn't start reading by expecting to make a statement about it, but I was shaken by the evidence that the special counsel had gathered and by the conclusions that he drew. The majority leader would have us believe that scrutinizing this evidence is a matter of Democrats, quote, refusing to make peace with the American people's choice. He wants to portray this as just a, quote, outrage industrial complex, because some people don't like that President Trump won. And again, wishing won't make it so. Sure, there's plenty to be outraged about in the special counsel's report, but no one here is pitching a fit that Democrats didn't win the election. No, what's at stake here is the Constitution of the United States of America. Will Congress do its job and fulfill its constitutional duty to serve as a check on the president? The answer from the majority leader and his Republican colleagues is no. Case closed, case closed, they cry. Instead of reading the words of the special counsel's report, they just want to circle the wagons around this president. Instead of protecting the Constitution, they want to protect the president. This is a huge difference. At its core in the Constitution is the principle that no one is above the law, not even the president of the United States.
That was almost laughable. No, it really was. Let's go to cut two. And let's see if we can squeeze this in. This is cut two. Again, Elizabeth Warren, where here she urges Congress to begin impeachment proceedings. This, the senator from Massachusetts.
The information that has been given to us in the Mueller report clearly constitutes adequate information to begin an impeachment proceeding in the House of Representatives. No matter how many times Mitch McConnell or the rest of the Republicans want to wish that away, it's there in black and white in the report. I urge every Republican in this chamber, I urge every Republican and Democrat in Congress, I urge every person in this country to read the Mueller report. Robert Mueller makes clear that the President of the United States worked actively to obstruct justice. There is enough here to bring an impeachment proceeding. And for us, for this body, for Congress, to back up from that and to say that protecting the president is more important than protecting the Constitution is not only wrong, it is a violation of our oath of office. I'm here to say one more time in publicly, this is not a fight I wanted to take on, but this is the fight in front of us now. This is not about politics. This is about the Constitution of the United States of America. We took an oath not to try to protect Donald Trump. We took an oath to protect and serve the Constitution of the United States of America. And the way we do that is we begin impeachment proceedings now against this president.
Ooh. Would you like some cheese with that wine, Senator Warren? No, I love it. I love it when these Democrats start groveling about impeachment. In fact, there's going to be a lot more talk about it, because now you've got people talking about impeachment, not just of the president, but of William Barr, the attorney general. This keeps getting stranger and stranger. I'll just tell you. Coming up, just give you a quick roadmap of what's ahead in this show today. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us. We'll talk about what's going on in Carson City. Week 14, by the way, of the Nevada Republican Party, of the Nevada legislature. It's the 80th Nevada legislature. Also, I'll ask him about Tyrone Thompson, who passed away last Friday, a Democrat and a guy who is at least billed. He was billed as a champion for education. We're still looking for a formula, a new formula for educating our children. How do we fund education in our state? Is it fair? Is it fair to the rural school districts? Fair to Washoe County and places like that? Or is it fair to Clark County? We'll talk about that. First, though, you know what it's time for now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Coming up, very excited. Guess who's going to be in studio with us? Yeah, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We'll talk about week 14. We're in the middle of week 14 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.